KJAN Sports.
It is time for a check of sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Recapping some Saturday high school sports around the region, the Rollin Dyer Invitational Tournament held at Atlantic. A wrestling meet saw Atlantic Cam come up a winner with 275.5 points. Ankeny with 196.5, the runner-up. Red Oak with 186.5 was third. Humboldt was fourth with 183 points. Bondurant-Farrar had a 141.5 total for fifth. AHSTW, Southwest Valley, Alta Aurelia, Denison, Griswold, and Nottoway Valley round out the rest of the field. Atlantic Cam had six individual champions in their meet on Saturday. They included Cole Hansen at 113, Carter Cox at 120 pounds, Chase McLaren at 126, Drake Roller at 170, Zach Stork at 195, and John McConkie at 285. All were champions. Also for Atlantic, Mitchell Williamson at 170 pounds ended up a runner-up in that weight class. That included an upset over Class 2A 7th-ranked Gus Arnold of Humboldt in the semifinals. Also for Atlantic, Connor Pellett at 145, Austin Mills at 182, and Nate Moen at 220. They had third-place finishes in Saturday's meet. Another local champ saw Gabe Pauly of AHSTW capture the 160-pound title in that meet on Saturday. Also in high school wrestling Saturday at the Tri-Center Tournament, Missouri Valley won that tournament championship with 204 points. Harlan was the runner-up. They were 13 points back. West Monona, Kemper Catholic, and Tri-Center are the rest of the top five. There were 14 teams in all in that tournament on Saturday. Missouri Valley ended up with four champions. They also had one runner-up in that meet Saturday. Harlan had a couple of champions and a pair of runners-up in Saturday's meet as well. Also in high school basketball on Saturday in girls hoops from the Hawkeye 10, it was Red Oak beating Creston 54-46. Kemper Catholic downing East Sac County 55-31. In the Western Iowa Conference, Riverside beat East Mills 44-41. IKM Manning over OABCIG 68-42. West Monona topping Missouri Valley 65-56. From the Rolling Valley Conference Saturday, Exira EHK over ACGC 60-47. West Harrison beat Peyton Sherdan 59-48. Pride of Iowa Conference action saw Nottoway Valley beat Clark 73-30 in girls' hoops. In Saturday boys' basketball, Hawkeye 10 Conference, it was Creston over Red Oak 63-36. Kemper Catholic beating East Sac County 75-45. In the Western Iowa Conference, IKM Manning over OABCIG 67-34. Missouri Valley beat West Monona 45-40. It was East Mills topping Riverside 64-36. From the Rolling Valley Conference in Saturday play, it was Exira EHK beating ACGC 71-33. Peyton Sherdan topping West Harrison 61-33. In the Pride of Iowa Conference, Clark topping Nottoway Valley 92-76 in Saturday boys basketball. Iowa erased a 9-point deficit in the final 10 minutes of the game to edge Rutgers 68-62 yesterday in men's college hoops. The Hawkeyes finished the game on a 26-11 run as they moved to 2-2 in the Big Ten Conference.
I just think that we didn't realize how tough this team was going to battle, and they battled. You know, everybody wants to say, well, you know, you're playing freshman. Oh, well, you got home late on Thursday. This team battled. They got 19 offensive rebounds. They turned us over 18 times. You know, they harassed, you know, our good shooters. And fortunately, what we did was what had to be done to get the W.
McCaffrey, that's Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey, by the way, who says after a rough 30 minutes, the Hawkeyes played well down the stretch.
And that's what this league is. It's not, oh, well, we should have won by more, or they should have won by more. What you got to do is win. You got to win close games because most of the games you play in this league are going to be close.
McCaffrey says the Hawkeyes played well in their 3-2 zone in the second half to help turn that game around.
We did a better job of guarding people off the dribble. You know, people think that all you do is pass it, but this team drives it against the zone if you're not in your stance. And you put three up there, it just, you know, puts three guys together. It's a little bit harder. A little bit more of a wall there to try to penetrate.
Iowa got a big lift on the bench from junior forward Dom Ewell, who finished with 10 points, 8 rebounds, and a career-high 5 block shots.
You know, I didn't play him much the other night, guys, and I know that was tough for him. He could have been mad about that and hung his head and pointed fingers, made excuses. Instead, he just grinded in practice both days after we got back, no excuses, and just really had a terrific workout yesterday, so I knew I was going to play him a lot today. And then as soon as we put him in, he impacts the game. And, you know, 10, 8, and 5 blocks. I mean, what can you say about that? 3 offensive rebounds. I'm thrilled for that kid.
Senior Peter Jock scored 18 points with 11 rebounds to help Iowa to the win. Freshman Cordell Pemsel had 13 points for the Hawkeyes, who are now 10-7 overall. They're 2-2 in Big Ten Conference play. Landry Shamet hit 5 3-pointers and scored 17 points, and Wichita State beat Missouri Valley Conference nemesis Northern Iowa 80-66 on Sunday. Rono Nurger added 13 points, and Connor Frankamp 11 for Wichita State. Northern Iowa came in with a 3-2 record against the Shockers the past two seasons, while Wichita State was 36-2 against the rest of the MVC in that period. The Shockers hit 55% of their three-pointers. Jeremy Morgan scored 15 points, and Jordan Ashton and Clint Carlson had 12 each, with Carlson grabbing 10 rebounds for the Panthers, who have now lost six straight, their longest losing skid since the 2000-2001 season. UNI now 5-10 overall. They're 0-4 in the Valley. Reed Timmer scored 28 points, helping lead Drake to an 88-76 victory over Evansville Sunday. Timmer shot well from the floor, making all eight of his free throws as well. The Bulldogs as a team were 23 of 25 from the free throw line. Ryan Taylor made a three to give Evansville a 72-70 lead with 4:03 to play. Casey Schlatter tied it with a pair of free throws, and Drake rallied back to take the victory in that contest as they improved now on the season. Drake goes to 4-12 overall, 2-2 in Missouri Valley Conference play. Iowa State women raced out to a 43-19 halftime lead, and they post an 87-58 laugher over Kansas yesterday. That was the Cyclones' first Big 12 victory after an 0-3 start.
At the end of the day, no one really cares about your effort unless you're winning, and that's the great thing about sports. There's a winner and there's a loser. There's a scoreboard, and I think our kids understood that, and we just kept challenging them to understand that they are close. There's things that they're doing right. And I thought tonight was a game where we got off to a good start and just kept playing. And that was a credit to them.
That's Iowa State coach Bill Fenley, who said it was a nice win for the Cyclones, one they desperately needed. Bridget Carlson led the way with a game-high 21 points on just 9 field goal attempts, going 7 of 7 from the free throw line. Number 14, North Carolina was more than ready for a game that was postponed today because of bad weather. The Tar Heels scored 20 straight points in the first half in a 107-56 blowout against local rival North Carolina State. Also yesterday, Lonzo Ball had 21 points, Bryce Alford added 17, and fourth-ranked UCLA led wire-to-wire in an 89-75 win against Stanford. 11th-ranked Virginia was a 79-62 winner over Wake Forest, behind Landon Perante's 24 points. Caleb Swanigan had 18 points and 13 rebounds to carry number 20 Purdue to a Big Ten win over number 13 Wisconsin, 66-55. Also yesterday, California beat number 25 Southern California, 74-73. The Green Bay Packers and the Pittsburgh Steelers have continued their winning streaks and moved into the NFL's divisional round of the playoffs. The Packers did it with a second-half aerial showdown after the Steelers dominated the first half of their game. Aaron Rodgers threw for 362 yards and 4 touchdowns as the Packers moved into the NFC divisional round by beating the New York Giants 38-13 at Green Bay. The Giants quarterback Eli Manning was victimized by several drops as he completed 23 of 44 for 299 yards and a touchdown. Packers will take their 7-game winning streak into Arlington, Texas to take on the Cowboys next Sunday. The Steelers deserve to be in a celebratory mood following their 30-12 win over Miami. There was some concern, however, in the Steel City after quarterback Ben Roethlisberger showed up at the post-game news conference wearing a walking boot. Roethlisberger didn't have one of his better playoff games, but it didn't matter as Le'Veon Bell rushed for a team playoff record 167 yards and 2 touchdowns. Bell's 8-yard scoring run put the Steelers up 30-6 late in the third quarter. Pittsburgh carries an 8-game winning streak into Kansas City, where they will battle the Chiefs next Sunday in a game that we'll have for you here on the radio. Also in NFL news, the Browns have hired former Buffalo Bills head coach Greg Williams as their defensive coordinator following a 1-15 season. Williams was the Saints' defensive coordinator when they won the Super Bowl in 2009. He was suspended, though, for the entire 2012 season for his role in the team's pay-per-performance scandal. Williams spent the last 3 seasons with the Rams. Sonny Dykes is out as the football coach at California. He held that job for 4 seasons, had 1 bowl appearance. Dykes left Louisiana Tech to take over the Cal program in 2013, but things never really improved. After going 8-5 in 2015, the program slid back to 5-7 this season. And Ohio State wide receiver Noah Brown says he's going to skip his final 2 years of eligibility to enter the NFL draft. Brown was a starter last season for the first time and finished second on the team to Curtis Samuel in receiving, catching 30 passes for 385 yards. Brown joins Buckeyes teammates linebacker Raekwon McMillan, cornerback Garyon Conley, safety Malik Hooker. They all are departing early for the NFL. That's a look at sports this morning. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.